Men, if you're starting to notice your hair thinning when you look in the mirror, you're not alone. Life just gets busier and busier, and it can feel like there's not enough time in the day to do something about it. So try Hims hair loss solutions. You can avoid jumping through a bunch of frustrating hoops and get access to treatment without even leaving your own home. Hims provides you with convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride, minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized, chewable, oral, they got spray and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there's no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions, and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, no insurance is needed. And one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back, too, with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/DrinkinBrosSports. That's Hims.com/DrinkinBrosSports for your personalized hair loss options. Hims.com/DrinkinBrosSports. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. All right, let me tell you about the online cannabis company that's revolutionizing how we deal with life's challenges, from sleepless nights to stress-filled days. Mood.com has created an entire line of functional gummies that target specific health concerns with 100% federally legal THC blends. And they'll deliver them discreetly right to your doorstep. And you can get 20% off your first order at mood.com with the promo code BROS. Tried a bunch of their gummies myself, and it's wild how different each one feels. They're sleepy time gummies. Knock me out in about 15 minutes flats. No hangovers, no grogginess. I wake up feeling amazing the next day. And their epic euphoria gummies, well, they're perfect for those days when nothing's going right and you just need to hit the reset button on your shitty mood. What makes these different is how they've paired THC and other cannabinoids with herbs and adaptogens. You're just not going to find gummies like this in a dispensary or anywhere else for that matter. And they've got gummies for literally everything: immune supports, menopause relief, PMS symptoms, mental clarity, sexual arousal. And each one is crafted using federally legal cannabis grown on small family-owned American farms. No pesticides, no BS. And they can ship to almost every single state in the United States of America. Best of all, not only does Mood stand behind everything with industry-leading 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I mentioned, listeners get 20% off with their first order with code BROS. So head on over to Mood.com. Browse their amazing selection of functional gummies and find the perfect gummy for whatever you're dealing with. And remember to use the promo code BROS at checkout to save 20% off your first order.
Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
Yeah, welcome to the Monday Morning Recap, everybody. Brought to you by MyBookie.com. Promo code DrinkingBros doubles that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. Get off the couch and get into the action today with MyBookie.com. Very happy to announce that we've negotiated a 2-year deal with my bookie. They will be here to stay. Thank God.
Wear my bookie orange.
There you go.
In celebration.
There you go. Yeah, it was one of those things where for us, I didn't want to go to DraftKings or FanDuel. They're only in certain states, whereas my bookie is in all 50, and the casino is unmatched and all that other stuff. And I'm like, man, they offered DraftKings and all those guys, but I just wanted to keep it consistent and also keep it honest with you guys in the audience there. Also, want to start off with some more honesty here at the top. Dan, you were talking shit about Puma.
When was I talking shit about Puma?
On the show the other day.
What other day?
You said there was it was maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago. You said it was a fake company potentially not existing. And I was like, no, they're back.
In America.
Rebranded and everything else.
Are we not allowed to talk shit about Puma because we signed a deal with Puma?
No. We did not sign a deal with Puma.
Oh, thank God.
And that wouldn't stop me anyways.
I would love, by the way, to sign a deal with Puma. And here's why.
Who are you, Ricky Fowler?
Hang on. I walked outside the house and there's just a box from Puma sitting in front of my doorstep, and here they are. It was a brand new pair of Pumas. First of all, they're fucking dope as shit.
They just ripped off the Adidas from like 3 years ago.
Don't care.
So they bought you. Yeah. You're telling us you can be bought.
Yeah, I can be bought.
You're compromised.
If you have a great product, awesome. I went to the gym, worked out on these goddamn things. I love them. They're fucking dope as shit. So I went through their catalog afterwards.
When you say one just showed up on your doorstep, that means you ordered it, right?
Interesting. I did not. It just said Puma on it. So I don't know who sent it or why or anything else. Usually I'll know if it's a listener or something. They'll write their name on it. But it just had the Puma address. So no idea on this.
You better be sure those aren't from the Jews because they may explode randomly at some point.
Well, yeah, like the beepers. Might be true. But, dude, love the shoes. The municipals, by the way, those are rad. Again, not a sponsor. But I was talking about them the other day. The only problem is they're really fucking heavy. Heavy, like they got to fix the weight issue.
Yeah, no, that's a Catholic thing. Like you're required to carry your burden around with you.
No shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
I like that.
You wear the cross on your feet if you have to. You know? It's not practical to carry a physical cross with you everywhere.
You got
to
keep your hands free.
Yeah.
It was.
So you put it. You put the weight in other places.
Yep. Maybe for you.
Maybe for
you. And speaking of putting the weight in other places,
the Yankees. Yankees are doing it with their bats right now. Are these illegal? Everybody's bitching about it. I looked into it.
There is nothing in the Major League Baseball rule book that says this is illegal.
Yep.
For now.
Yeah, for now. And for honestly, if you look at old bats, they used to be differently distributed. In fact, it's the current bats are basically like a different version of that because the handles are thinner and there's more weight in the barrel.
Yeah.
And now they're just distributing the weight more precisely.
Yeah, they already did it. Like if you look at a Babe Ruth bat, the handle is about the size of the knob.
Yeah.
Instead, right?
Yep.
And even now, the bats that most people use, the barrel is not as big as it can be. It's 2 3/4 inches is how the diameter of the barrel can be, and none of them are that big because they're trying to save weight.
Yeah, these are not new, right? I, as a child, had a Mark McGuire slugger bat that was very similar. The Vortex.
It seems like it, but it wasn't. When I was a kid, though, there was this aluminum bat that was made with a fatter barrel on it, and I was just jacking home runs left and right, and then they ended up outlawing it in Little League after that. I think it was Mizuno who made that bat.
I don't remember.
I was a TPX guy.
Were you?
Yeah.
Mizuno.
What's your favorite of all the alloys back in the day? I was a Reflex guy myself. I really enjoyed that bat.
Really?
I had a lot of taters with that bat.
Yeah, Mizuno because of Ricky Henderson.
Mm.
Yeah. Whatever teammate bat I could use at the moment. I didn't have my own bat.
Yeah,
you were that loser without a bat.
Delco.
Oh God,
you take the bat from the richest kid on the team.
Yeah. The Omaha the was a good sluggers. One too. The Omaha was a good one too.
That for was my like generation. It was the B2 Stealth. It was an orange barrel bat.
Oh
that
yeah, thing, Stealth is good.
You're too young. I don't give a fuck, Ryan.
Ryan, how old are you?
I'm 26.
Okay, cool. So
call
the
me
mic
back
down.
When you're 27.
Yeah,
bitch.
When you're 27, you can pick up the microphone. But right now, dude, you barely can rent a car. For Christ's sakes. So that's crazy.
There's pubes all over the urinal, but I know they're not his.
Sure is, dude.
Yeah.
I know I'm 6 years older, but fuck
yeah, what
me,
happened
man.
To the Yeti piss in there? Why are there so many pubes
on
the urinal?
I trim up. Pubes all over the
that's
urinal.
That's me. I trim up.
Somebody trimmed up.
Yeah, you've got a house, so maybe do it there.
Yeah, not here at the office. But yeah, so in regards to this, I saw Jeff Passan talking about it earlier, and he said there's a lot of hitters from around the league who are calling to get that fucking bat.
Oh, yeah,
bat
sure,
right
yeah.
Now.
I'm concerned about his hair.
Passan's?
It gets bigger every year.
Yeah.
Is that a tumor? What's happening there?
Not sure. Not
I just want to see him trim it up a little bit. I just want to see what it looks like. It's not that it looks bad.
He's a small man, so that adds a little height.
He looks like prime Jim Halpert with that
hair.
Yeah, so this bat was designed by... Well, the impetus was that somebody was getting jammed a lot, and some MIT professor was like, why don't you just move the bigger part of the barrel to where you're getting jammed?
Yep.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't know I could do that.
That's nerd shit. I'm out.
I love the way that the announcers on Yes Network, what's his name, the main guy on Yes Network? I can't remember his name. Yankees win.
Yankees win. Charlie
Steiner?
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't remember his name.
No, I think Charlie Steiner's with the Giants.
We have Yankees fans, and
We don't care about them. I don't need to hear from them.
Well, do they know who's on the Yes Network?
Doesn't matter. We can look it up on the internet.
Yeah. Bob, look that
the
up.
The point is...
Nah. Who could?
That they were like, oh, you could just move the wood down the bat. Like, well, the wood's not moving. You're just shaving the bat down in a different shape.
Correct.
Right? But yeah, this is an MIT engineer designed this thing. And it makes perfect sense.
Yes.
We might not want to get ahead of ourselves, though. It's trending on Twitter this afternoon before you guys got here on baseball Twitter. That it might just be the Brewers pitching is dog shit. They currently gave up 4 runs in the first 4 innings to the Royals, so
okay,
might be jumping out ahead a little bit on the effectiveness of the Yankees bats.
Well, I'll say this: I think the mental aspect of it helps, where you believe you can do something with a bat or steroids or something else, and yeah, you feel like you have a fucking advantage now.
I mean, there's definitely, and it was Anthony Volpe that started this whole thing, but it's definitely if you can get the biggest and hardest part of the bat on the ball, it's going to go farther than it otherwise would. That's a fact, right?
Yes.
So, you know, maybe make the handle just barely.
Yeah.
Just barely a little handle, man.
Yeah.
And then just a big ass fucking club.
And if it breaks, it breaks.
Yeah, who cares?
Yeah, just
already hit a home run.
Like exactly. A Fred Flintstone club.
It'll break on every swing. You need a new bat for every single swing.
Yeah. But by the way, I watched Yankees games this weekend. Like, yeah. It made me flip over to see, all right, is this legit? I think it was the Saturday or Sunday game. They had like 9 home runs in like the first 4 innings. They
can't be wasting your time with Atlanta Braves games.
Awesome.
They hit 15 home runs in a 3-game series. 9 of them were by guys using that bat.
Yeah.
So 6 weren't. I think Judge hit 3 and he doesn't use it. You can't give him that fucking bat.
Yes, you can.
God damn it.
Yes, you can.
That's 1998 all over again.
Give the Braves those fucking bats.
Wouldn't even help.
I read something.
They strike out too much. They can't even make contact.
God.
I read that the Braves ordered them, but I don't know if that's true or not.
I'm sure everybody's ordered them.
Yeah.
Rob thinks contact's overrated. That's why he hates Tony Gwynn.
I do think Tony Gwynn's patented slap and waddle is overrated, and I'll say that forever. But I love contact teams. That's why I love the Royals. I love watching contact.
Then Tony Gwynn should be your favorite player of all time.
Kind of contradicting yourself.
Yeah, I mean, weird. Pete Rose, obviously.
Both. Pete Rose and Tony Gwynn.
And who is that one that tried to stab somebody?
Mm-hmm. What?
What did they know?
Ty Cobb.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's Ty Cobb, I love.
That's the 3 best contact hitters.
You don't
ever.
Like his game, though. You only like his politics.
And his
only,
racism.
Only the racism and the knife play.
Well, I mean, you know, running up into the stands, beating up a handicapped man. It's all good stuff.
A man with no arms and no legs.
It doesn't. If
a nugget.
You don't get to talk shit just because God dealt you a bad hand.
Yeah.
Or no hands.
No hands.
Yeah.
I guess,
no
in
hands,
that scenario.
I agree.
So you still got to fucking pay
the hard way.
But I think with this, if you want to call it a controversy, I think with this, this only helps baseball even more and brings more eyes to baseball.
Yeah, everybody should use them.
I think it's a great thing. I think it's a great thing.
And then pitchers will adjust. They'll start throwing cutters.
Yes.
It happens in other sports, too. Like, tennis and golf are perfect examples of this. They are playing with absolutely juiced equipment compared to past eras. Like, it's fucking crazy. Like, there's... like, if you use a tennis racket from the 1980s compared to one now, it's not even the same thing.
It's not even close.
Yeah, and a golf clubs, too. Same
way. It's literal catgut still, I think, back then.
Yeah, like, it's not even close. It's fucking crazy. So, I mean, that's why, so this is what happens. The stuff evolves. As long as it's legal and they keep it legal, who gives a shit? I don't care.
Yeah, and you know, by the rules, the definition of the rules, it is legal. So I don't see how they can come in and nuke this thing or... I think every team will switch to this bat immediately.
Every team, if it's that big of a deal, every team will switch to it by the end of the month. Like, it's not
week.
All they have to do is order it.
Yeah, by the week. Hey, ship me these goddamn bats. Do we know the company that's doing it? I don't think it's Louisville Slugger, right?
It's not. Let me check who it is. Who makes the Yankees bats? But yeah, I mean, this happens in all sports. So
it does.
It is what it is.
It does, and I'm fine with it. I love seeing home runs. It's exciting, and it just so happens that it's the biggest team in the world that's doing it, even more exciting. So it's good for baseball, and I'm all in for it. Pitching has gotten so good that they're able to dial it in AI. So they can come up with a new pitch strategy, and pitchers can implement it within a day, 48 hours, just by going through the mechanics and everything. Mm-hmm. And I've seen the computer models that they build for this, for like Skeens and those guys when they want to develop a new pitch. The technology for pitchers has been incredible. Now hitting is finally catching up with it, so I'm fine with it. Leave it. Let's go.
Victus Sports.
Oh, Victus. They make all the best bats.
Yeah.
Really?
All those ones, the one you see that looks like a fucking pencil and an eraser on the end, that's Victus.
Yeah, no
shit.
They
make all those, yeah.
No, I think Victus might have replaced Louisville Slugger, period. Like, maybe. Torpedo or no.
Yeah, Louisville Slugger's no longer the primary sponsor for bats for the Albie.
Ah, gotcha. All right. And I know you've already been gambling on today's games that are happening right now.
Didn't go well. Already down $200 thanks to the Minnesota Twins.
Yeah, White Sox are up 9-0 in that one.
You know, it's early. It's early.
Top of the fifth.
Oh, no, I mean early in the day. Like, I gave up on that game.
Yeah. There's a lot going on here tonight. But as far as opening week and weekends, you guys host Tomahawks podcast on the network, obviously. What are the best teams? Who's looking good out of the gates here?
I mean, the Dodgers. It's the Dodgers. It's all the Dodgers.
5-0.
Yeah. 5-0. They won two games in
They're going to break
Asia.
The record.
But yeah, the Dodgers are a fucking horse. It's unbelievable. They're no matter what happens in the postseason, they're going to be the best regular season team of all time. I honestly have no doubt of that. Even though they play in the best division too, by the way. That division's loaded, and they're still going to set the fucking record.
Because the Padres are 4-0 as well.
Padres are good.
Well, that's only because they played the Braves.
Yeah. But the Diamondbacks and the Giants are also both really good teams. The Rockies are the only turd in that division, so it's going to be a competitive, like, it's not, they're not going to get easy wins, but they're still just going to win.
I have a question. Do you think the Rockies can't recruit pitchers to come to their ballpark?
Yes.
People don't want to pitch there. Like
elite guys. I think the league should step in and move that team. Like, Denver sucks anyways. They don't deserve a team.
They do support the Rockies.
They do.
That's too bad.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Dude, but it is an advantage. If you're a pitcher.
Put it in a pressurized dome. But otherwise, fuck off.
It is weird that half their games are just total, just
breaking pitches don't work there.
Yeah, no one wants to pitch there because their numbers are going to get destroyed and they're not going to make money anymore. Like, it's a bad career.
And if you're a hitter, your Hall of Fame numbers don't really count.
Yeah, Mike Hampton went there just because he was a hitting pitcher.
Yeah. So they basically need to draft like pitchers constantly. They can get any hitter to go there. They should be able to get any hitter to go there because your numbers will be great there. But pitching wise, you just got to draft pitchers constantly, and basically they're forced to pitch for you for like 5-6 years.
And then you accept they're going to leave.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't have a choice there, but it's going to drive down their market value. So it's rough out there. I wouldn't do it. Braves are the worst in baseball right now. Worst record.
Not good.
What's the story there?
They're not hitting. Pitching was fine, honestly. Pitching was more than fine. Some questionable bullpen moves, but nothing shocking.
Snicker needs to be fired.
Well, we've said this for 2 years.
Since before they won the title, and they won it in spite of him, not because of him.
Correct.
You got to do that mid-season, though, so you get that little boost. You can't be doing it in April.
Who else is out there?
I don't know. Baseball managers.
Anybody.
It's not like football where there's like hot names or whatever.
No, a guy who can fucking let AI tell him what to do when it comes to making moves in the bullpen. That's who. Anybody but this fucking retard.
Is that happening in the dugouts right now?
He comes from the Bobby Cox school of bullpen management, which is my gut tells me he's got one more pitch in him.
Yeah.
What? Yeah. No. The first game of the year, they completely blew it.
Yep.
Right? They had a guy come in, throw 7 pitches. He looked great, and they removed him for no fucking reason. Boom, fucking 4 spot immediately. No.
We're getting too into the numbers, into the weeds, into the data. I need an eye test guy.
Yeah.
We have an eye test guy.
Yeah.
But is there people that are hired that sit in the dugout and make algorithm decisions?
He has an enormous army of support staff plus coaches, at least one coach, but more like two probably, that are specifically there to tell him who the optimal reliever is.
Yep.
And he'll still be like, let's give...
Can't go through the lineup 3 times.
Let's give him a shot. Let's give this guy a shot. And they're like, he's ass. You put him in the game when you're losing 8-0. And they're like, I got a feeling. And then that happens, and it's fucking shitty.
All right. So you're not expecting him to win anymore?
Well, they play the Dodgers now, so
it's going to be a good start for the season for the LA? Braves.
Yeah. Look, we're never good on West Coast road trips, no matter what time of the year it is. So it's brutal, A, to open with that, and then B, losing all four games to the Padres is the worst possible thing that could happen, obviously, because the Dodgers are going to fuck our shit up. So
yeah, don't read too much into this first road trip. It's not that big a deal.
When are you guys concerned? How many losses in a row?
Eight?
Ten?
Concerned? I wouldn't be concerned with that, no. Okay. It sucks. But, I don't think they're going to win the division anyway. I think they'll be second, so it's not going to matter.
Yeah, I'm fine with that. I'm resigned to it already.
Well, we'll see here. Your Rangers are looking good, that pick earlier that you gave the listeners. DeGrom looked great.
If he can stay healthy.
Yeah. If he can stay healthy, man, that's a fucking team.
It's a loaded team.
Yep. Yep. So baseball's off to a good start, and it's fun because the NBA is not. I don't know what the fuck they're going to do. I don't know what basketball is going to do, to be honest with you.
Dude, it's the Final Four.
We'll switch on over to the Final Four. But this has been chalk, beyond chalk.
1-1-1-1.
Have you been excited for any of these games?
I like watching Duke. Duke might be an all-time team.
They are. Of course, so there's an interesting...
They have to win it all or they're not.
There's an interesting stat that came out. Four of the top 10 KenPom teams of all time are in this Final Four. And... like, all four of these teams that are in the Final Four are four of the best teams of the last 30 years.
I agree. You know, I said this earlier, that this was the best tournament ever because there were so many great, great teams. And the four number ones rose to the top. When's the last time four number one seeds have made it?
This is only the second time.
Oh, wait. No shit.
Yeah. That was, who won, Florida?
Ohio Kansas. State played Florida, and Florida won. In 08? Yeah.
No,
I was there.
It was maybe...
Oh, was it 2009?
No,
Florida
it was 07,
won?
08. So Florida won 05, 06, 06, 07. Mm. I believe they beat Ohio State in the 2007 championship. The 07, 08 year was Kansas, Memphis, and that was the final that Derrick Rose missed the free throws. Mm-hmm. And then UCLA and North Carolina. Tyler Hansbrough's North Carolina team, Russell Westbrook, Kevin Love on UCLA. Kansas was not really any NBA players, but just a great college team, which is why they won. And then... yeah, that Memphis team had CDR and Derrick Rose and shit. That was the year.
Okay, yeah, I'm looking at it. 06, 07. Okay, so that was going into that year. Gotcha. Mm-hmm. I think I was at the 07 one, I believe.
07 was Ohio State.
Ohio State, yeah. I got arrested at that game.
So. Oden?
Yeah.
Yep. It was Greg Conley. Oden, Mike Conley. It was a fun team, but man, that Florida team was stacked.
Loaded. Absolutely.
It's one of the greatest teams of all time, looking back at it. But with these guys here, let's go through the hits. Since we are brought to you by MyBookie.com, promo code Drinkin' Bros doubles that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. First game up, 5 o'clock Central for us, 6 p.m. East Coast. Florida against Auburn. This is in the Alamo Dome here in Texas, which is not great. It'd be hot as shit in there. Florida minus 2.5. D'Anthony, who you got?
I mean, Auburn is technically better, but they are prone to dumb bullshit. Florida's going to... Can Florida string a whole game together?
Florida plays like the Warriors do. They play when they want to play, mm-hmm. and, you know, if they keep fucking around until the end, it's going to cost them.
Yeah, it's very irritating. I mean, if they just... if they just play physical for 40 straight minutes, I don't think Auburn can beat them.
Florida did beat Auburn at Auburn earlier in the year.
Yeah. Florida's better.
Yes, they're better. They're a better, deeper team.
Yeah, but better is also partly execution, and they like to put their thumb up their butt.
I know.
It's very irritating, to be honest. As a Warriors fan, especially, I've seen this shit before. But yeah, I think Florida will win this. There's no way he's not going to have them up for this game, right?
Yeah.
It's the final four.
If Florida loses, the coach should get fired, to be honest, because they are better. And if it's his job to make sure they play 40 consecutive
just
minutes.
Just a full game.
Yeah.
Just play
I'm always going to take the guard that can take over a game than the big.
Yeah.
So Clayton, when the going gets tough, it's crunch time. It looks like he's taking ridiculous shots, but he hits every single one of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, Clayton's the player of the tournament by far. I guess
Cooper Flagg.
But like Clayton's, the late game heroics are all Clayton because Florida's had two tough tests out of their four games, right? UConn, brutal draw in the second round. Clayton has to win them that game late. And then Texas Tech, who I thought Florida was going to handle. I thought Texas Tech like gave them their best shot.
Punch them in the mouth. Yeah.
But I kind of thought Florida didn't play that well for a lot of the game. And then
it just looked like they were lazy.
Yeah. I love Auburn here, man. I think Florida doesn't beat Auburn twice in the same year.
Okay. I'm going to take Florida minus the 2.5. And I think they go to the championship. They've got to, the coach has got to say something during the week. He's got a full week off to say, hey, guys, we need you to play a full 40 minutes and quit fucking around here.
It's the year of young coaches. It's going to be Florida Duke, like I called. I made a lot of wrong steps getting here. I didn't show my work, but I got the right answer. Yes, Florida Duke is the right answer.
You and I picked Florida back in January this year, so I'm going to stick with it. But they've got to say something to these kids to be like, hey, dude, we need you to play hard for a full 40 minutes. And I think they will. I mean, Jesus Christ, dude. Because here's how crazy it got over the weekend. When they were down by 8 with, I think, 2 minutes and 30 seconds left on Saturday, none of the books, nobody in Vegas let you live line Florida. Mm-hmm.
They pulled a reverse Uno card, though. Tech just did it to Arkansas the previous game.
That one they left open.
Yeah.
Live lines. But nobody in Vegas left this live line open for Florida because we all knew it was going to happen.
Florida's not going to win this game if they come out like they did against UConn and Tech.
I agree.
So like, Florida was what? Down 10 with 2:50 left. They had then just tied or taken the lead with 1:50 left. So they did that all in a minute span.
Yeah. 1 minute.
Yeah.
1 minute. They went on a 12-0 run.
Yeah.
Tech, by the way, Florida, I'm not sure if this was on purpose or not, but I think it was. And this is a masterstroke by Todd Golden.
They were hacking him.
Yeah. Yep. They hacked within that minute span twice. Florida committed fouls purposefully on Tech's worst two free throw shooters, and they missed the front of the 1-on-1 both times. Florida scored on both subsequent possessions. They were not in a position like they didn't need to foul, like, you know, late game type of thing. They were just like, fuck it, we cannot afford them to get a bucket. Hack their worst free throw shooters right fucking now. It was brilliant.
It was a great call, but now he's got to get this entire team motivated for an entire 40 minutes.
You're just not going to close a 10-point gap on Auburn with a minute 30 left.
Absolutely
or
not.
2 minute 30 left.
Or Auburn's also another team that can kind of get lazy, kind of wait until they get. I mean, when they played and got hot and scored like 10 points in like 30 seconds or whatever, they have streaks in themselves.
Yeah. They're better defensively than Tech. They're a better team than UConn. I'll tell you, I like Auburn here. You know, it's hard to beat a team three times, but like honestly, it's hard to beat a team twice in the same year also. So I'll take Auburn to get the revenge.
Okay. Next up, I love this matchup because I think with Houston, Duke minus 5.5. Houston has the best defense in the entire country. If there's a shot to shut down Duke, it's probably them.
This is the only team that can beat Duke left.
That's what I think.
In my opinion.
Yep.
Houston didn't really impress me against Purdue.
You're kidding. They scored... Oh, well, look, I'll go back. So, Purdue fans, I take what I said back last week.
Kind of lost me against Purdue.
You got fucked on that game. That was a clear push-off, and that should have been going the other way.
How many calls that they didn't look at where the ball went out in Houston that they called out on Purdue? Purdue probably could have scored two or three more buckets and won the game.
They got jobbed by the referees in that game, so hats off to Purdue. But, I mean, they shut Tennessee the fuck down.
Tennessee's the worst version of Houston.
15 points, though, in the first half for Tennessee.
Tennessee has looked really good this tournament, playing against teams that were just not nearly as talented as them.
No.
And then finally, they played a team as good as them, and they were better than them, and they were no match. Like, because Tennessee's offense looked better than it is this tournament because they were playing against teams that were just, like, had no fucking chance. Houston, though, better version of Tennessee, lock them down. Nope, that's not
a problem. I think Duke's going to fuck them up.
Duke's gonna fuck him up.
I think that Duke is gonna play a very good defensive game as well against these guys.
Oh, they will.
Duke have a good defense.
They have really good, not as good as Houston, but they got really good perimeter defense. And you know, if Duke commits to perimeter defense and commits to not just launching threes the whole game, you take a lot out of the sails of Houston, right?
Yeah,
they're also just huge.
You got to be fucking disciplined.
That's huge. Got to
be disciplined. Otherwise, Houston will get up in your ass, man.
So that's a huge problem with Alabama, right? Sears, it's like 6 foot, 6'1".
Yeah, he's tiny.
Like,
yeah.
Dude,
off the tip, you're like, oh no.
The closeouts,
Alabama has no chance.
The way Duke was closing out on Alabama was
their perimeter defense is fucking.
That was one of the best 3-point defensive efforts I've ever seen. Houston's a really good 3-point shooting team as well, but they don't need to do it necessarily. No.
Well, they might have to in this game, to be honest. Yeah. Like, you got to do something to soften up that perimeter defense a little bit.
But here's the thing: like Duke's offense, I don't think it looked that good against Alabama, whose defense is fucking abysmal.
Yeah, I mean, Flag didn't have a good game. Still dropped 85.
Like. But here's the thing. They slowed down the pace of the game intentionally to stop Bama from shooting 900 shots. So, mm-hmm. I think that formula, by the way, that defensive strategy for Duke should be implemented in all the NBA teams.
Slow down.
Just for guarding three-pointers? Yeah. So you're not... I mean, because the game before, they shot 81. Or Alabama on their own shot 51.
Yeah.
And then the other team shot 33-pointers. Like, just from that's how you stop it.
From an effective field goal percentage and opportunities perspective, this is just like kind of deep data analytics. If you can force them into even what becomes an easy two after passing the ball around for 20 to 25 seconds versus a three-point shot that's a high percentage shot in the first 10 to 15 seconds, you've won the game.
Yeah.
Also, just going back to eye test, right? Every game you watch Duke play, the other team has to work so hard to score. Mm. Duke does not. Duke, it's with ease. There's fluidity about it.
They're executing an offense.
That's why this game is interesting, because they will have to work to score on Houston. Yeah. Like, unambiguously.
Houston's
going
to have to work.
I get that.
So hard to
I get
score.
That, but Houston likes rock fights.
Yeah.
Houston likes fucking rock fights. That's what they want to do.
I'll take the NBA talent in a rock fight.
They're going to be playing Houston style of game.
This game might come down to who makes the adjustments first, to be honest, because they're going to butt heads. The two styles of play butt heads pretty hard.
Who are you taking?
I got Duke. I think, what is it? It's down. It's down to 4.5 now.
Oh, but, it is? Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I think so.
It's a big jump already.
I would smash Duke.
Yeah, I think Duke wins by 8.
Okay.
But it's hard to tell. So, I mean, 5.5, fine with 5.5. It's hard to tell with these games because free throws at the end and all that horse shit.
Yeah, I mean, that's what happened to Michigan State last night. That's how they got so close.
I'm just not trusting a Houston team that has to rely on three-pointers against Duke.
No. Yeah. Yeah.
Taking Houston.
Are you really?
Taking Houston in the rock fight. Yeah.
So you're the only one on the panel.
They were my championship pick. This is the
This is the most consistent down the stretch, even leading into the tournament, that they've ever been in any of these years where they've had good teams. They've won 17 games in a row.
It's definitely
they didn't have that fucking weird dip at the end like some of these other teams did.
Uh-huh.
No, they came in strong and they played strong in this tournament. So, I mean, they can definitely win the game. If things go their way and they execute, they can win.
I will say the public money, like, everyone's going to be on Duke. So,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
You'll be on an island by yourself.
Yeah, I know.
Fine.
Because my bookie's now got this at 5 in this Duke game.
There's just like of the three teams left that Duke could play, this is the one team that's going to be the most awkward for them to play. I think they will be fine matching up against Florida, fine matching up against Auburn. This Houston team is the one team that's going to give them the weird look, that's going to give them the weird fucking game. So I'll take Houston. What's the over-under?
136.5.
See? They expect a fucking rock fight.
So that's a 70 to 66 game, essentially. Yeah. 70-67.
Yeah, I mean, they wanted... in the last game?
I think Houston only scored 60.
69-50, I think, was Houston.
No, Duke, Alabama.
85-65.
I know the score, but what was the over under? It was
174.
Or 174?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
They thought that was going to be
Duke's offense. I'm sorry. Yeah, Duke's offense didn't look great
last
game.
Duke did their part. Their over under was 90 points. They hit 85, whatever.
But they slowed down the game and played a pace to match that.
Bama scored 65 points.
Duke shot 53.5% from the field, 46% from three, and 86.5% from the line. The offense was good. They turned the ball over too much. 13 turnovers in a college game is a lot. That's like double.
But slowing the game down was smart. I mean,
and here's
Auburn averages, or I'm sorry, Alabama averages what? 92 a game, 93
a game. 91 and change. Yeah.
Yeah. Here's the thing, too, with the Duke team. One other thing to think about is, again, this is going to be the most awkward team, the most awkward game they're going to have probably all season. And two, it is a young team. Like, they're fucking all, there's three NBA players on the team.
But all those growing pains happened early in the year where Cooper Flagg's falling down.
They're all freshmen.
They're all freshmen, but they're all starting to hit their stride, and they all have confidence.
I'm just saying, they ain't never seen what they're going to play this weekend.
Is that what you're saying?
Grown men playing a system that is confusing, that is like...
Cooper Flagg was literally just playing against the Olympic team.
Houston shot 37.5% against Purdue.
Yeah.
That's rough, man. I know. I've got Duke all day.
They did shoot 40% from three, though, in the game. But still, that's rough.
So just to confirm this, around the panel here, we've all got Duke in Florida. You have Auburn versus Houston?
Yeah.
You should parlay those. You probably get some good money on
that.
Yeah.
Two money lines. I'm taking two money lines.
All right, let's see what that actually pays off at real quick here. If you took two money lines on my bookie.
I mean, it's probably only going to be
5-1.
Plus
5-1, 5.5-1.
Yeah.
5.5-1 if you take both money lines in that. So, shit. It's worth a shot. I'm definitely not doing it. I don't believe in either of those teams. But, yeah, either way, it's fun. And then I think I'm out in that other tournament before we get to the ads here.
What, the side bet?
God. Yeah, BYU fucked me.
Yeah.
They fucked me.
So you kind of fucked yourself.
I know. But everybody, I went through all the grids on Drinker Bros Sports and all of our
Bama
people.
Bama had an all-time shooting night. They had a guy hit 10 threes. They had a guy hit 5 threes and a guy hit 6 threes.
Yes.
So what do you do?
They busted their nut.
Yeah. Yes. You can't do that every game.
No.
It's impossible.
That was the prototypical Bama game. That is Bama. That's peak Bama.
Yes. Yep. Again, we are brought to you by MyBookie.com. Promo code DRINKINBROS doubles that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. If you go there right now, because I'm looking at the screen as we speak, you can do live lines on baseball, live lines on all these fucking games across the board. Do you guys do that at all?
I live bet baseball to hedge parlays.
Yeah.
Typically.
Who's your team that you usually live bet? Because, like, for me, basketball, it used to always be the Warriors. And then the Florida Gators, I've been live lining them every fucking game for, like, the last 3 months. Because they're always lazy.
It's just literally it's whoever's if the first couple legs of the parlay hit, so I'll do like a 5-18 parlay. If the first like 3 or 4 hit, I'll just start hedging every game.
Also, like the Phillies play the Rockies today. If the Rockies go up like 1 or 2-0 early on, I'll take the Phillies live immediately. Yeah.
And then just in general, a team that's at home that has a great offense and they go down 1-3 runs early, live bet them. For sure. The Yankees, the Dodgers, Padres, teams like that.
Maybe I'll take the Twins right now.
Probably the Orioles, 9-0, too, to be honest.
Double down.
What's that out at?
It is at 8.5.
Wait, who was
the runs? Can I get a money line on the Twins right now?
Let's see.
It happened. Remember when we were in Vegas?
No, there is no money line available.
When we were in Vegas and the Padres were down 10.
I stayed in that bar with you and watched it.
I just watched the Padres come back and
win. Who was with us? Rick? Richard Dinoff?
Yeah, it was Richard Dinoff. Yeah. It was Georgia. The four of us. Yeah, in Georgia. And we ended up watching this game, and I was
who was pitching? It wasn't DeGrom. It was Scherzer, right? Scherzer got blown up in the first inning.
Yeah. It was they were down 10-0 in the fourth, and I was just like, fuck it. I'll put $20 on him at like.
Yeah. But the live lines are fun as shit. So if you're watching it, man, you can win a lot of money. You just have to get in quickly on there. Also, college football's already out. Super Bowl's already out. All the fun stuff's already out on mybookie.com, including Heisman Trophy. Like, those odds are already out. There's something called handball. Is that a professional thing?
That's what Mexicans do in prison, I think.
No, that's wall ball.
That's wall ball.
What's handball?
Handball is the Olympic sport.
Yeah, Jake Plummer played it. He was on the U.S. national team.
It's like a combination of like basketball and soccer. It's huge in Europe and like South America.
If we take any of our professional athletes and let them play on the U.S. handball team, we would dominate. But we put a bunch
of shit out there. I tweeted that once, and handball Twitter.
They're out there. Yeah. I mean, I think I could honestly be on the U.S. handball team.
No, you don't even need. Yeah, you just take like.
What
do
you need, hands in a ball?
You know what's weird is, so here's the countries you can bet on my bookie. Denmark, France, Germany, Norway, Russia, and Spain.
Yep. So nowhere fucking matters is what you're saying.
Yeah. I went to Europe when I was going into high school, and we went to this French sports camp. Got wrecked in soccer when we played against them, but we played handball, destroyed them.
Yeah.
How do you score? What is it?
It's a goal. There's
a
goal.
Yeah, so you just throw the ball to your teammates. You just can't move when you catch it. You can shoot, though.
And
it's
just soccer with your hands. There's a arc that you can't go inside of.
Is it like a soft, squishy ball or something?
Yeah.
It's almost like a small soccer ball, I think. It's a sweet sport, dude. I love playing it in like gym class and shit like that. And you just take like 10 mobile quarterbacks from college, put them on the court, and it's over. Yeah.
That's wild.
Because you're going against a bunch of like just little Nordic dudes and Indian guys.
Just think you could make tens of dollars doing that.
I don't know how to bet this or whatever. I mean, you can check it out for yourself.
Well, I meant playing it.
Oh, yeah, playing it.
Yeah, but, tens and tens of dollars.
Jesus in some Christ. Cases. Overseas, apparently.
Yeah, it's just like what is the game in the water?
Water polo.
Water polo on land.
Okay. Interesting. College football national championship odds are out. They have swung here. So Ohio State is the current favorite at 5-1. Texas is at 6-1. Georgia is 6.5-1. Oregon, 7-1 essentially. And then Penn State at 8.5-1. That's the sprinkle I do. Right,
we'll
now.
See that spring game. Everybody's got to see this quarterback first before anybody can really say.
Well, over the weekend, I ran into somebody from Penn State. I guess LeVar Arrington Jr. is playing for Penn State, mm-hmm. and he's wearing his dad's number, and
yeah.
he's a fucking animal, apparently. So I'm excited to see that guy play.
No, Aller's good. Like, he's one of the better Penn State quarterbacks.
He's a senior. He's got to figure it out this year.
There's a couple of they're losing their tight end, who's the best tight end in the country. Mm-hmm. But they've got a guy coming up at tight end, and they have
receivers.
They have one receiver that's supposed to be really good, and I don't think anybody's going to take him seriously until they see that spring.
They had
game.
No weapons last year outside their tight end.
And I will say this, NIL-wise, that is the most organized college in the nation. I've been on calls with every single college now, and they're dialed in. So the people they bought in the offseason, hopefully those weapons end up helping them out, because that's really all they need. But that's the one I would sprinkle right now. Ohio State's got a new quarterback. Texas got a new quarterback. So does Georgia. Yeah. So does Oregon.
Texas quarterback has reps with the team.
Arch does, yes, correct.
And he's better than the outgoing quarterback, too.
Yes.
Which you can't always say that about the incoming rookie.
What's Mizzou at this year?
Probably pretty low.
They might be better without Brady Koch.
They're not returning NIL calls, so it is probably not great. 130-1.
Yeah, dude, sprinkle that.
130-1.
I think Tennessee was at 17-1. I don't necessarily hate that.
I do.
No, I like that Nico Kidd at quarterback.
It's Josh Heupel, so no.
I get it. I get it.
Yes,
you're not a serious program, Tennessee. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But we're in the era now where Heupel can fucking butcher two stupid games a year and still make in the playoff.
Yep.
Yeah, but he will then butcher the third game in the playoff.
I would just say it feels like it's pretty wide open this year.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel like there's a super dominant team.
No, there's like 10 good teams this year, and there's probably 6 that are really good.
I'm going to take Oregon again. I just like Lannon. Lannon's going to win a title at some point.
Wait, who'd they just get at quarterback?
They bought somebody else.
Yeah, I don't know if they got a transfer.
From UCLA?
Yeah, his name's Dave Quarterback.
Oh. Because
they had a pretty good recruit coming in, so I didn't know if he was going to compete for it.
Yeah. Oregon's always a good bet.
Yes.
I agree. I mean, has there been a more solid program over the past, like, 10 or 15 years?
Ohio Not, State.
Yeah, like, but more solid,
most
right?
SEC like schools,
Oregon's Bama, Georgia.
Oregon's competitive every single year.
Yeah, but
Georgia
still
is, Bama is. Well, Bama had a couple years where they were not competitive, not in the way that we.
This
expected
is a down year for Bama, and they still made the
damn near the playoff.
Yeah.
14.5-1 for Bama. Also, new quarterback for those guys. I will say this for Ohio State, because I'm looking at his odds and it doesn't make sense, and I forgot that quarterback was Saban's last massive recruit. He's the number one quarterback in the nation, so we'll see how that pans out. But unlike Arch Manning, he's never played in a game, so who knows?
Also,
like, I want to see the spring game.
Are they going to change up that offense?
Who?
Bama.
Like,
are they going to go air raid like he was doing in fucking Washington?
It depends
Didn't Ohio State lose Chip Kelly, too?
They did.
Yeah, where did he go?
They did. He went to the Raiders.
Raiders.
You guys brought in
Matt Patricia at DC. Let's go.
Oh, you guys are going to suck.
He won 3 Super Bowls as
Patricia
defensive coordinator.
Is ass.
Yeah, dude.
3 Super Bowls as DC.
Charlie Weiss won 3
Belichick.
Super Bowls as an OC.
I'm going to remind you.
Can I remind you of his last defensive coordination position?
I can just remind. Oh, go ahead. Who?
Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah. Not an NFL coach.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Wait, you just argued for 3 Super Bowls.
Well, 3 Super Bowls there, but for college kids now, at this stage of your career, it's great.
Patricia is
bad. Last year, at the same exact time, you said Chip Kelly was an awful hire. Both of you guys did.
We did.
You said it. You guys would butt heads. He would never win a national championship.
I didn't think
he was
a bad
first year.
Schematically, I thought him and Ryan Day would butt heads, yes.
His high school coach.
They were
best friends.
I thought Chip Kelly was washed at that point, and he'll probably not do a good job at the Raiders, but it is what it is.
I mean, there's no job to be done at the Raiders.
Yeah.
And we'll see third week of April who they fucking draft. But
I don't know who.
As it stands right now,
who's the quarterback?
Even if they draft,
is that the guy for the future? Is Geno Smith the guy?
He's not even the guy for his own future.
I agree.
He's the guy for now because they didn't like any of the quarterbacks in this draft. I think rightfully so.
Geno's the man.
I mean, you don't want to spend a top 5 pick on Shedeur Sanders, in my opinion.
Yeah, no. I think this
any
was,
of these.
I think they were right to punt on this.
Cam
draft.
Ward's going number 1. I think.
I do too.
It might be Abdul Carter if they're smart. It would be.
Yeah.
Or Travis Hunter, but it's gonna be Cam.
As a Falcons fan, looking at this draft. Mm-hmm. out of everyone in the draft.
Oh, you guys are probably taking fucking Cam Ward.
But here's the thing. I would want Abdul Carter.
Oh, like, yeah. He's the best player in the draft.
If I had the first pick, yeah.
He's definitely the best player in the draft.
Can you bet on that at my bookie already? I would.
You will be able to. I don't know if it's up yet.
Oh, shit. The draft's coming up so fast.
What is it? The 25th?
Dude, we're 3 weeks away, guys.
It's in Green Bay.
We're 3 weeks away from the draft.
I'm glad we're not going there, by the way.
Yeah, we're not. We'll be here.
There's no reason to ever go to Green Bay.
We'll be here. But let's look that up real quick.
The 24th is the first day, Thursday.
Okay.
We'll actually be at Penn State for that.
Oh, yes. Yes, we will, actually.
That happens a lot, actually. We end up on the road during the draft a lot, and we end up doing super drunk shows.
Yeah, we'll have to chat about this. Mm. Ryan, have you ever gone live from a bar? Pick up the microphone now.
We can figure it out.
Okay, I don't need your three-year-old bat story, but yeah. You know how to do that?
I was like 12. Yeah, we can figure that out.
Okay. Yeah, because that would be really fucking fun, dude.
Yeah, to go live. I mean, obviously we would only do the first day anyways, because
we only do, yeah, that's all we ever do.
Although the 24th, we may not be there yet. That was our travel day, so we'll have to figure that out.
Yeah, well, we could go up, we haven't booked it yet.
We could go up a day early to that brewery that's making our shit now and do it from there.
Oh, fuck, that'd be fun.
Why not?
All right, and then it would force those guys to make more.
I'm gonna be in DC the day before.
Okay.
So yeah, I'll be on the East Coast anyways.
All right, let's look at the NFL here and see if they got this shit up here for the NFL. I'd be real curious if they did.
You mean for
the
boogie
draft? Yeah, I don't see it yet.
It might not be up yet.
Here we go. Let's see. James vision on draft props. There we go. Let's rock. Cam Ward -20,000. Wait, they think Cam Ward is going?
Yeah, he's definitely going. So Tennessee is the. They've whatever competition there was for dumbest franchise, they've won
every year.
It's not every year, but definitely right now. Yeah. Just based on everything I've heard about what they're doing over there, it's like, what are you thinking, man? God damn it!
But at -20,000, that is as close to a lock.
That is a lock.
One that you can't do anything.
It's not one. It's first quarterback drafted.
Oh, first quarterback drafted.
Oh, okay.
Did
they say anything about how many of the different races will get drafted?
Not yet. But that is all they have up on the board here is first quarterback take.
We'll have to check back in on that.
Shedeur Sanders is at 2. That's +1,900.
Your phone's ringing.
Yeah, I know, and it shouldn't because I hate this phone and I hate this computer. Like, why is that coming through my fucking computer, for Christ's sakes? But
actually, ESPN has a proposed. Are you ready for this? This is Bill Barnwell's mock draft that he released early this morning. He was up early.
He's a fat man.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, he's got to get up and get those calories started. So he's got the Titans trading the pick to the Browns. This pick is from the Browns. He's going to trade this pick to the Falcons.
Wait, what?
For Kirk Cousins.
Who's doing this?
This is Bill Barnwell saying this. It's not going to happen. There's no way it's going to happen. But it's a three-way trade. I have no idea what this guy's doing. This is basically Alex Jones football breakdown.
Okay.
Titans get first. Wait, what is this? 1-2. Oh, they get the second pick from the Browns. They get a third round pick, a 2026 second round pick from the Browns as well, and then Kirk Cousins from the Falcons, and then the Falcons get a 2026 seventh round pick. And the Browns get the first pick in the draft.
Why would we want the seventh pick, like a seventh round?
Well, just to get rid of Kirk Cousins.
Oh.
Yeah.
And the salary, by the
way. So who would Kirk Cousins go to then?
He would go to the Titans.
The Titans.
I like that.
Which is where he fucking belongs.
Because you're not there yet.
Then you don't have to draft. You can draft Abdul Carter with the second pick because the Browns are going to go up and draft a quarterback. Yep. They want Shedeur Sanders or Cam Ward.
I would do that.
Yeah.
So maybe that guy's not that crazy.
We'll find out.
That kind of shit doesn't happen.
Yeah.
Browns have done it before.
He's being cute. A three-way trade.
Texans got 1 and 2 a couple years ago, and that paid off for those guys. So who fucking knows, man? By the way, next sponsor is firstform.com/drinkingbros. Took my microfactors. Bag is empty. However, it's got the big six in it. CoQ10s, EFAs, fruits and veggies, probiotics, and the CoQ10s and those guys. Just got out of the gymnasium and pumped up. I ate one of the fucking level one bars. Goddamn, those are the best in the business. I did get the email about the carrot cake one.
Mm-hmm.
Can't fucking wait to try that, dude. Carrot cake is my absolute favorite. Their powders are also amazing as far as protein goes as well. This is the best supplement company on the planet, in my opinion. And everything they have on their site is amazing. There's a bag of, there used to be a bag of greens around here somewhere, unless somebody swiped it.
No, they're over.
Yeah, they definitely swiped there. It from us. But
no, they're right
no,
there.
They're just plate.
Oh, they did? Okay, good.
Yeah. Your wife cleaned the studio up.
Did she really?
Yeah,
she was, you know.
She was just placing things where they should nice. Be.
She couldn't help herself.
Yeah.
As a woman, she was just like, you know how like an Australian shepherd's looking around for something to herd?
Yeah. But
she started cooking back then. Like, there's nothing to cook.
She was driving that day, which I don't.
She was not allowed to do that.
I don't appreciate that at all.
That was not appropriate.
But go to firstform.com/drinking bros. That is firstform spelled with a one. That is 1STPHORM.com/drinking bros. As always, it is free shipping on orders over $75. And then we got drinkingbrostickets.com. Everything you could imagine, baseball, Final Four, fucking Wimbledon, anything you can name in this life, concerts, comedy, all of it is available on drinkingbrostickets.com. It's about $10 cheaper than StubHub, and you can pop on over there. If you're wondering, by the way, when you go to that site, why it's the Cowboys, I believe it's still the Cowboys on there. Let's go to drinkingbrostickets.com real quick. I want to see if it is the Cowboys still. I'll tell you why. Tickets, bro. Nashville Predators
the
are
Mets.
Up there. And the Mets, huh? So San Francisco 49ers.
Actually, top left I like is WWE.
WWE? That's interesting. So the reason I bring this up is these are the most popular events. It's all automated. And usually they'll lead with whoever's the most popular at the time.
Well, WrestleMania is coming up.
The Predators, huh? Yeah. Are the Predators good this year, Dan?
Yeah, they're a playoff team.
Are they?
Yeah.
I know they sell.
I'm all
a lot
in
of
on
tickets.
Hockey right now.
Yeah, I mean, but I'm surprised people aren't all buying the Capitals tickets because Ovechkin's now 5 goals away.
They're also, the I think, the best team in the East. They have 100 points.
They were for a while. I don't know if they're still.
I think
at the
they're.
Top.
I think they're in first in the Eastern Conference.
And the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Oh yeah,
by
they
the
are.
Way, are on here.
It's also first.
Yeah,
in
the Cavs
Eastern
are the best team in basketball.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I mean, record-wise.
What about the Winnipeg Jets? What's that? What are the price for those going?
They're not even on the board here.
Well, they're also in first place.
They are,
football-wise.
Yeah. They're the number one team in the league right now.
Football-wise, the most tickets sold are the San Francisco 49ers on here.
What are tickets in Vegas for WrestleMania going for?
Oh, they're number one right now. Yeah. So let's fucking see. When is it? What's the date?
It's like, I think, middle or end of April?
Yeah, here we go.
It's coming up, or it might be coming up this weekend.
God damn, dude, that's a blast. That is a fucking blast. April 18th.
Okay.
So what do we got here?
Dude, forget Penn State. Let's go to Vegas.
I know. I'm looking at it. Yeah, $200 for tickets. Not bad, dude. Not bad at all for WrestleMania.
John Cena.
Is he?
I think he's probably. I haven't really followed wrestling close, but I think Cena's fight in Cody Rhodes.
I think this is his final tour, right? Yeah. So this is it. And then he's got to be done with it. Did they give him the belt, though?
On the way out? No, he's got to take the L.
Oh, come on, man. Just give him the belt one more time. If he's going to do the whole year and then have him lose later.
No, he lost. He's going to lose at WrestleMania. He's got to give Cody Rhodes that bump.
I think, how many WrestleManias are a year?
I don't know. I don't follow wrestling that close. But there's one WrestleMania. I think they're doing two nights, like Saturday, Sunday.
The ratings, by the way, have gone through the roof now that they're on Netflix. And it's live and it's fucking out of control. They're doing a great job over there with WWE.
That
holy
is,
shit, man.
All Triple H.
The Rock came back. He's the head of the board thing or whatever the fuck they're doing, and John Cena and those guys. So, yeah, man, the ratings for WWE are through the goddamn roof
but
right now.
Who's pooping?
What do you mean?
Who's doing the pooping?
Who's doing the Vince McMahon?
Yeah, who's doing the pooping?
You know...
Is it Triple H?
I think it's Triple H. I think it's Triple H at this
Seems
point.
Like a power pooper.
Yeah.
Or he's married. He's married to Stephanie.
Yeah, I was going to say, is it just on Stephanie, though? Like, he's a good husband. He's not going to cheat on his wife.
Or she allows him to do it. That's what I think the Linda McMahon sitch was of like, hey, dude, just be discreet about it.
Or you can carry, you know, those things where you, the little cup where the lid has a spoon on the inside of it, you use to take a fecal sample for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe just walk around one of those, just little dabs on people.
Yeah.
That's not even a crime, so far as I know.
Whoever Heyman is managing.
He's dead, isn't he?
No, yeah. Paul Heyman.
How is he alive?
Paul Heyman's alive. He's very much alive.
The fucking Undertaker's manager?
You're thinking of Paul Bearer.
Who's Paul Heyman, then?
Paul Heyman used to run ECW. He had the long hair.
I was thinking of Paul Bearer. Undertaker's fucking
Paul Bearer.
Yeah, he's got to be on, right?
He's dead.
Get it?
He's dead.
No, no, I got it. Get Thanks. It. Yeah.
Well, what's dead has never lived, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, very true.
What's dead can never die.
Yeah,
are you trying to quote fucking Game of Thrones over here?
No, I'm trying to put my own spin on it because Taker's technically he's the dead man.
Let's see. Vikings, by the way, said they're happy with J.J. McCarthy.
Sure.
And they don't want Aaron Rodgers.
Don't bother.
Okay. Does he play this year?
Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah.
He'll be starting in Pittsburgh.
You think so?
Yes.
Okay.
I think
there's a 95% chance he signed with Pittsburgh by let's say June, before the fucking mini camps start. So first week of June probably.
Okay. Browns, by the way, the co-owner said that was a big swing and a miss with Deshaun Watson.
You don't say.
And he
goes, that's radical self-assessment right there.
He said, I want to own this, and I'm the one that did this, and so you can hold me accountable.
Yeah, everybody does, bud.
Really jerked the franchise in the wrong way.
Now they're going to take so the way that pretty much every mock draft is lining up is Cam Ward to the Titans, Shedeur Sanders to the Browns. Pretty much every one of them.
Okay.
And then Abdul Carter at 3 to the Giants, who signed Russell Wilson and they got Jameis Winston, so they're not going any quarterbacks.
No. Shedeur going to sit out if he gets drafted by either the Titans or Browns?
No, he wants to play for the Browns.
Oh, he does.
Okay. Yeah. He wants to play for the Browns.
I mean, the Browns defense is going to be wild. If I was the Browns, I would take Abdul Carter. And
so
and try to sign anybody else.
Miles Garrett and Abdul Carter.
Yeah, I think you might be able to win with defense alone.
Miles Garrett just signed a 4-year extension,
Yep.
And by the time Abdul Carter comes off his rookie deal, they can choose to keep Miles again or just run with Abdul and draft another guy.
It is funny.
It makes way more sense
when somebody wants to leave the franchise and they just give you a boatload of money that they shut up.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that'll do it for anybody.
Yeah.
It was just a boatload of money. The Jets are saying that Justin Fields is their number one quarterback. They're not going to draft.
Good luck.
And he's going to be their starter. They said that they believe in him.
They're taking one of the best offensive tackles in the draft, probably, that I've seen in a very long time. Like, he's a Penei Sewell level guy. I allowed 0 sacks for his entire college career.
Potentially on that draft board, you said?
Yeah. Okay. Most of the mock boards I've seen are that. They still need help in the run game, but there's nobody that. You're not taking Genty in that spot because they have 6
That's pick crazy.
Or something. I think
especially if you need offensive line help.
Yeah.
You're going to take a running back first?
Can't, yeah. So they're not in a position to do that. They're going to have to go probably third round for running back help, but they'll be there. It always is.
Yeah, and there's a ton of great running backs in this draft.
There's a lot.
But with Fields there, that's yet another team who doesn't believe in the quarterbacks in this draft. So
I think it's smart.
I do too.
I don't think Cam Ward's going to do dick, and going to a bad franchise is going to make it worse.
I think Cam Ward's going to take a while to adjust to the NFL.
Yeah,
if he does at all.
Shedeur could do something.
I think he could be good this year.
Yeah,
on the right team, but he's not going to get on the right team because that's how the draft works.
Right.
But technically speaking, I think if you put him on a team with a good OC and a good QB coach and a couple of receivers, he could probably do well.
Yeah,
he sees the field really well,
or at least just protect him.
Yeah.
You know, like, yeah, that's...
He'd be fun to watch.
Yeah.
I'll definitely tune into the games wherever he ends up landing.
But they have Breece Hall now, so they need another guy, right?
At running back?
They need a third rounder, probably.
There's got so many running backs. Yeah. Like, I can name 5 great ones off the top of my head right now.
They've got Garrett Wilson, obviously. And
now he'll be throwing back to Garrett Wilson. Because those two guys were together at Ohio State, so...
But that, as far as receivers goes, that's... pretty much it. Like, Lazard's still on that team, but that was just fucking Aaron's security blanket.
Yeah, but he's gone. I think he's a free agent now. Devontae Adams. I think they cut.
Yeah, he's gone.
I'm only really interested in
so they got
one.
Plenty of cap space then.
Yeah.
They could. I don't know if there's any free agent wide receivers out there. I doubt it after all the fucking melee that went on.
I'm only really interested in one running back getting drafted, and that's Cam Scataboo.
So that's the thing. But
I want to know where he goes.
Same here.
I wouldn't be shocked if he goes late first round, to be honest.
I think a little later, but he feels like a Vegas Raider, right?
Somewhere in the 40 to 60th overall pick in the draft is probably where he'll go.
I'm rooting for that kid, dude. In that last game they played against Texas, which they deserve to win.
Yeah.
I've never seen somebody just
execute
or just put the whole team on his back.
Execute on every fucking play. He didn't miss
everything, dude.
He didn't miss one gap down that stretch.
I'll get a Raider Scataboo jersey.
Fuck yeah, dude. I'd be all in. That'd be a great one. That'd be a really great one.
And he's white.
Yeah.
Which is what you care about.
Yeah, that's all I care about. Cooper Flag. Scataboo.
Well, he is Cooper Flags, or not Cooper Flags.
I'm sorry, Cooper Cup.
Yeah, Cooper
and
Cup.
Cooper DeJean.
Yeah. Cooper DeJean.
Cooper DeJean, yeah. That's his guy. Yeah. A lot of white Coopers out there.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of white Coopers.
It's the years of Cooper.
I think since the Pro Bowl has gone to shit, and they do flag football, I'd like to see a segregated Pro Bowl. All whites against all blacks. Let's see how it happens.
It's not going to work out for us.
Yeah, it's not going to
happen. You don't think so?
No.
You have a lot of belief in Cooper.
In the 80s, it would have been good for us because they wouldn't have had any quarterbacks.
Yeah, it's only covering one side of the field.
That's true. Where does who does Mahomes go to, though?
I think he's going black.
Wait, who gets Nacua?
Puka?
Yeah.
I think the whites do.
He's Pacific Islander.
We got to have that one.
Yeah.
We got to have that one.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't think white people would be bad at wide receiver. I don't think that's where we'd be.
No, we'd be fine.
Yeah.
Who else besides Cooper Kupp?
I mean, we wouldn't be bad anywhere if you just took the best.
Nacua?
Cornerback, we'd still be bad. We'd only have one.
We got one. That's all you need.
Is he the only white one in the NFL?
Probably, actually.
Yeah. Corner, yeah. He's easy as a unicorn.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Yeah, we'd be stretched.
Offensive and defensive lines would be okay.
Mm-hmm.
Quarterback would be fine. Even if it's Burrow, that's fine. Doesn't matter. Yeah, it would be.
Is there a white running back currently in the NFL?
I don't know.
I know Scataboo's coming.
Might have to take Scataboo. A couple
fullbacks.
Like Christian McCaffrey? The best running back in the
football. Oh, yeah, shit.
He's
a top five guy.
Yeah, top five now. He used to be the best, but we got some running backs in this league right now. We're getting back to early to mid-90s level of the amount of great running backs in the league. Right
80s
now.
And 90s running backs,
The game is moving back because everyone's used to the spread, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. So they got to run the ball again.
And ratings are up. They're trying to add another game right now, and the Players
There's
Association
There's no way they can play 18.
No.
There's no way.
Players Association.
Too many games.
No.
I don't even want to watch.
So goddamn greedy.
I know.
I want to go back to 16, to be honest. Like, it's just weird.
Shrink the game.
What?
Yeah,
shrink
midgets.
Yeah. Agree with that.
LPs.
Yeah.
Playing on a little tiny field.
There's too many injuries. And then go back to two byes for the top two teams, man. I mean, fucking A, dude.
Yeah, the extra team in the playoffs is also fucking
bullshit. They're looking at changing rules. Tush push inside scoop is they're going to ban it.
Stop it.
I agree, man. I mean, look.
Josh Allen couldn't do it with the Bills.
I know.
And he's much bigger than
I understand.
Jalen Hurts.
Here's what I just don't get about it is there's one team who can do it. No one else can do it. Sorry, that's your fucking problem.
Yeah.
Like, so what?
Nut up.
Yeah. What do you think gets banned first, tush push or torpedo bats?
Tush push.
Seems like the momentum's going tush push.
Yeah.
No, that torpedo bat thing will get adjudicated during the season.
Yeah.
You think so?
Yep.
What about the Jews?
Yeah, what about them? They have anything to do with these bats?
Fuck them.
See you in El Salvador, brother.
Yeah, exactly. Let's see what else here. Jets owner, ripped the bogus NFL Players Association survey for an F grade.
Dude,
they're the worst franchise voted by all the players.
You did Browns Light, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It only cost you 2 years instead of fucking five. That's the only difference is the fucking amount of time that it ruined your franchise, you idiot. To be fair, though, if the Jets got an F, the Browns got to get a bigger F.
Yeah.
Because of the extended time period.
Like, I agree.
They fucked themselves for at least 4 years, if not probably five.
Holy shit. And then breaking news here. The Raiders are working on a contract extension for Geno Smith.
Yeah.
And the deal will get done fairly soon. We really look forward to having him, not just year, but for the years to come.
He's Pete's guy.
Holy fucking shit, dude.
He was good with Pete.
My God, man.
He was good for 1 year.
Yeah.
That's all that mattered.
No.
I mean, what's the quarterback class next year looking like?
What did he have? All right, here were his stats last year.
I mean, Archie will be in.
Also, Aller's going to be
if he wants.
Arch
probably. Could stay, but he'll probably come out, you would think.
Well, depending on that kid from Ohio State, we'll see how he shakes out. Who knows? It depends on the year. But I'm looking at Geno's numbers from last year. 4,300 yards, not bad. Touchdowns.
More than Jalen.
He had the best receiver core in the history of the NFL.
Right,
and
he had 21 touchdowns and 15 interceptions.
That's not great.
His QBR was 53.8.
New system. How to get used to it.
God, that's gross. He had the three best, and now they're all gone, dude.
They got to sign some more receivers, but Jacoby Myers had a really good year last year, and Brock Bowers is good.
He's fucking awesome.
Mm-hmm.
He's the best, probably tight end.
He's top
in the game
he's
right
top
now?
Top five for sure, yeah.
He better be with that 100%. Hairline, dude.
Yeah, he's got to shave that.
It's fucking gross.
Well, no, it didn't stop homeboy from the Cowboys all those years.
It didn't.
He was gluing, Witten. He was gluing shit to his head.
No, he shaved it during the season, and then afterwards,
Doesn't he have hair now?
Yeah, he does.
Wow.
He rugged up.
He Urlacher did?
Extension. Yeah. He did.
Yeah, by
he
the
did
way,
Urlacher.
It's a new search, so there's this, what is it, DHT, I think? She's back there. That grows... It's a chemical that's in the follicles on top of your head.
Oh, I've heard about that.
It makes it like it causes baldness as you get older. But the hair on the sides of your head, that's why the Boza ring happens. It doesn't have that. So our buddy down in the plastic surgeon down in fucking San Antonio does it. They remove little hairs from around here and implant them on top of your head. And it's 100% success rate, and you could never go bald.
That's what people in Turkey go, or they go to Turkey to do it.
It's like $5,000.
Yeah.
It's like not even that expensive anymore.
The only person it didn't work for was LeBron.
No, he did the surgery where you like cut from the scalp back here.
Oh,
the same one
it.
That Rogan tried back in the day. It didn't work.
Yeah.
Just in the words of Scott Van Pelt, come home.
That's it. Come home, dude.
Shave the head.
Yeah.
I mean, if you think about it, it's more evolved. Like we went from upright gorillas basically to what we are now, so the more hair you lose.
Yeah, you believe in evolution?
The highest form of human being is a hairless twink.
You are fucking talking shit about evolution. He's getting his dick cut off. The Catholics are fucking finding out about both of these things.
They sure are.
I'm a good Catholic. I don't believe in evolution.
There you go. Breaking news here. Let's see who's doing a presser. It's Mike Tomlin. He says Mike Tomlin says he is comfortable with the idea of Mason Rudolph as the starting quarterback.
Not one human being on earth is comfortable with that. Even people that hate the fucking Steelers.
Yeah. Yep. My God,
not
dude.
One prayer is Mason Rudolph.
He's just going to get bonked in the head again.
You've got to get Rodgers here at this point. You got two great wide receivers. Mm. You have a team that's pretty
close to
the Super Bowl.
Yeah, you don't go out and get you don't trade for DK Metcalf so Mason Rudolph can throw him.
Wait, you think the Steelers are close to a Super Bowl?
Yes.
No, they're not.
100%. They've got the best defense.
Highsmith and fucking
when they're healthy,
that conference.
When they're healthy, that's the best defense there is.
Chiefs, that conference has a
Bills,
heart.
Bills, Bengals, there's just
doesn't
too many
matter.
Teams.
They have Hightower and Watt
Watt
and fucking Fitzpatrick. I mean, they got a fucking defense.
So
there's a hard ceiling on that conference, for sure. That like it's the Bills and the
they went to the playoffs with Russell Wilson.
I'm tired of hearing about the Bills.
Why are you tired of hearing about the something. Bills?
Yeah,
I've done more than the Steelers.
Bills have done
the Steelers.
Hell of a lot
who do the Steelers have compared to the Bills? The Bills have one of the top three quarterbacks in the NFL.
Bills have never won
and
a Super
Bowl. And the Steelers
Bowl.
Haven't had a real quarterback in like 25 years.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying. Like,
but the Steelers have won two in the last 20 years.
All they got to do is
won
just
zero.
Swap coaches.
Roethlisberger was good.
Roethlisberger's great. Yeah. He's a Hall of Famer.
The Bills should trade for Tomlin.
Yeah.
Oh, as coach?
It's happened before.
It's happened before.
McDermott is ass.
It's happened before in the NFL, but Tomlin would never leave. Too much honor.
Uh-uh.
He's probably got a seppuku when he retires.
I mean, they're
I
not
was only
fire
a Steeler.
The Steelers like don't like to coach. The Steelers have had four coaches in the last like 50 years.
No, in like their entire
yeah,
and the
franchise.
Whole time. Yeah. Well, I mean that's so. Cowher,
Chuck Knoll,
Chuck Knoll,
and then
Tomlin.
Tomlin, yeah.
That's like
that. Since when did Cowher take over? The 88 or something like that, or 87?
And he retired, by the way.
Yeah.
So it's not like he was fired. He just retired.
Bill Cowher. Oh no, 92 is when he took over. So from 92 to present, they've had three.
Yeah.
No, they've had two.
Wait, Knoll. Oh, that's right. Knoll's before.
Knoll's before that.
So Knoll started in what?
He won the 70s Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And then before that, it was probably some asshole named like Norman Van Winkle or something.
Yeah, it wasn't a real person.
I believe in the Steelers. If they get Rodgers and he's healthy, somewhat healthy, with those two wide receivers and that defense, that's a fucking nasty team.
Just
dude.
Except Rodgers is done.
Knoll was 1969.
Okay.
So from 1969 to present, three coaches.
Jesus Christ, man.
That's how they roll. And honestly, Tomlin's a good coach, so why get rid of him?
I agree.
Yeah. I mean, to be honest, if anybody can handle Aaron Rodgers' bullshit, I'm sure those are the conversations that are happening right now, probably between Tomlin and Aaron Rodgers. Like, hey.
Or Tomlin and the owner.
I guess, yeah. It's like, hey, we don't do that bullshit here.
Sure don't.
You're not going on fucking Pat McAfee's show on Tuesdays. You're going to be in the fucking room talking to your own receivers.
Well, that is alleged to be in the contract. So whoever he signs with, in the meetings, one team already pitched it to him and said, you're not doing the fucking show anymore. Like, you're concentrating on football.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see what happens there. Lastly here, UFC, man, I have not heard a fucking word about anything this year from the UFC.
Okay, that's kind of on you.
Is it?
Yeah. I mean,
why is this not more popular?
It wasn't a pay per view this weekend. It was a ESPN Plus card.
Who was it?
It was Moreno. First, he fought Steve Ersig. It was a good fight.
I'm kind of done with it. I'm going to go back to.
But you hate the 125.
Yeah, I'm going back to wrestling.
A lot of people are.
I think we should start covering WWE instead of MMA.
It's a weird switch that everybody's. I mean, the ratings for WWE are through the fucking roof. Mm-hmm. And yeah.
We should start a wrestling show.
Shows do very, very well.
We should start a wrestling show.
Very well.
What do you break down? It's like, you might as well do like a White Lotus show.
A wrestling.
It's a good season of White Lotus.
It's just like a wrestling show.
And by the way, you nailed it. That's what it is. Yeah, it's an entertainment show.
It's a pop culture show. That's sure all it is. Yeah.
But sure it is a great season of White Lotus. We can agree upon that.
No, it's terrible.
No, it's fantastic.
This has been the worst season of all time.
It's literally hitting a stride. Have you watched the last two episodes?
I'm all caught up.
Okay, it's good.
I am all caught up now. And
who's the hater now?
Boring as shit. Everybody, because whatever is popular, like the popular take.
The actors
you go
are
the
awesome.
Opposite way. The actors are great.
I think it's fantastic.
They have no script, but yeah.
Shit on Goggins right now?
No, Goggins is fantastic. All the actors are great. They need a script.
Yeah,
and they need a little somewhere
Arnold?
To go.
Little
they
Arnold,
need somewhere to go.
He's good.
Is there a second season of?
I think you're in the minority here.
No. Read the reviews online. It is fucking
boring. I don't read other people's.
The other one is Severance. The first season was like.
Now that show everybody loves.
No.
Jesus Christ.
No. I heard a lot of people love
Severance. Everybody enjoyed the first season. It was like, oh, this is going to turn into something. And the second season apparently is dog shit.
Don't know. It's always trending. So like shit. It's
well,
there.
That's because Apple's spending a fuckload of money making a trend.
I guess what's the problem with this season? Well, it's too much Greg.
We can talk about it tomorrow too on much Greg? RPR. We're talking about an RPR tomorrow.
Is there a second season?
Happy to chat about that.
Fallout coming anytime soon?
Yes. They've already greenlit that. Cannot shoot that fast enough. It crushes for Amazon.
Goggins is the man.
He is the man in all shows.
Yeah.
And right now also, he's in three. He's in Righteous Gemstones, which he is fucking legendary in that goddamn show.
Brother Baby Billy, you mean?
Uncle Baby Billy, yeah.
That chick in Fallout does it for me, too.
Yeah, she is, like, perfect.
Who?
The weird-looking chick from Fallout.
Goggins hasn't missed in 20 years, man, on
what's
any
her,
of these
what's
fucking
her name?
Shows.
Ella Purnell.
Does she really look like that? Does she got really big bug eyes?
Yeah,
she's
got big bug eyes.
We should investigate.
She was in a couple of movies I've seen. She was in that like kind of mediocre zombie movie with Dave Bautista.
She was in Yellow Jackets,
literally just for her.
I don't know what any of that is.
Yeah, Yellow Jackets is good.
She was in Miss Peregrine's Home for Peculiar Children.
Well, thanks, Bob. That's really helpful.
Yeah, we'll do it on RPR tomorrow here. All right. Appreciate you tuning in. Go to iTunes, rate the show 5-star, and leave a quick review. Also, head on over to Spotify. It's just a 5-star, and you can walk away and bet with us or against us on mybookie.com. Promo code DRINKYBROS doubles that first deposit all the way up to $1,000 for D'Anthony Holloway, Delco Dan, Hot Bob. I'm Ross Patterson. This is the Monday Morning Recap. Good morning, everyone.